This is Border Crossings, radio's number one request hour. And now, your host, Larry London.
Hi, welcome to Studio 4. Welcome to Washington, D.C. We're live, and this is the Voice of America. Border Crossings is on the air. We have a guest in our studios today. It is a legendary singer-songwriter, Kathy Mateo, who is about to release her 15th album. So hang around as we meet and greet Kathy Mateo coming up here on Border Crossings.
One of these days, I'm gonna take a vacation to a quiet and a peaceful shore. And I'll cool my feet in those crystal waters where I won't have to work anymore. 'Cause my burden has got a little heavy till I can't stand up all alone. I must lay my head down on one strong shoulder, 'cause I can't stand up all alone. No, you can't stand up all by yourself. You can't stand up alone. You need the touch of a mighty hand. You can't stand up alone.
And welcome to Border Crossings. Today we welcome in our studios an artist who's been putting out music for a number of decades. In the 80s, she put out her first album, and since that time, it's been number 15 on the way. We'd like to welcome to D.C. and to the Voice of America, Kathy Mateo. It's nice to have you in our studios.
Thank you very much. Nice to be here.
Congratulations on what has been an illustrious, legendary career.
Thank you.
I mean, 2 Grammy Awards?
Yeah. Yeah, it's lovely. I mean, you know, you start out and you think, gosh, I just... Pretty quickly, you start to say, gosh, I hope I get to keep doing this, because this is way more fun than waiting tables. So it's good. And you know, it's lovely to have those, like, you can't do it for the awards, but it's a lovely thing to have your peers pat you on the back and say, hey, we're we're glad you're here, you know.
Now, one of the things that you did do before you actually put out your first album, you were a waitress, and I read that you did some other things as well to kind of pay the rent long ago and far away.
I was a waitress. I was a tour guide at the Country Music Hall of Fame. That was my first job in Nashville when I was 19. Because you had to be 21 to serve alcohol in Tennessee at the time, so I couldn't get a job waiting tables at first. But it was really serendipitous because I got to learn a lot of the history of the town and the history of the music and discover people like Bob Wills and the Texas Playboys and Merle Travis and people that were way from the generations before me that I had never heard before. So it was a great time.
And it was always country music? You were drawn to country
music? No. I was basically, I would play any kind of music that you would give me. Like I was like a sponge when I was a kid. And when I started writing songs, they all just kind of started coming out with a country kind of slant. Mm-hmm. And I also at the time knew that I was from West Virginia. So I thought Nashville was a place I could be comfortable, but not New York or LA. Mm. And so it just kind of evolved that way. And it feels kind of like unseen forces were guiding me to the place I would thrive, you know.
Was it an easy transition moving from West Virginia to Nashville?
No. Actually, no. I was naive and young, and I decided to move, and I thought I had skipped a grade in school, so I was a year younger than everybody in my college class, and I played music in all my spare time. I was a physics and chemistry and engineering major.
Wow.
And would cram for the tests and then go play songs all in my spare time. And after a couple of years, one of the guys in this little band we had formed was going to move to Nashville, mm-hmm. and I just kept looking at him getting ready, and I was like, if he goes down there and he's having this great life and I'm like a brain in a jar on a shelf, you know, I'm not going to be able to live with myself. Hmm. So one day I called my parents. I was like, Mom, Dad, this has all been great, but guess what? And they weren't real thrilled about it, but they got over it.
Now, how does physics and chemistry come into songwriting? I mean, you're majoring in something very scientific, very black and white, and songwriting is very creative and off the chart.
I think this is a myth. Mm-hmm. I do. I think that, Bill, who's sitting here with me and has played guitar with me for 28 years, he has a degree in marine biology.
Oh.
And he's a great, you know, brilliant guitarist. I think.
Save the whales.
I think that there is very much a creative aspect to physics and chemistry. There is much more of a, like Einstein always said, you know, imagination is more important than knowledge. Mm-hmm. People who make great discoveries in science talk about a leap, kind of an inspiration that comes to them. And I think when you play music, you have to know the technical part. You have to know the theory. And then you throw that away so that you can use it as a language.
And that's based on mathematics.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so.
Outstanding. Well, thank you for taking me to school. Kathy Matei is our guest, and the new album is called Pretty Bird. We're going to ask if you wouldn't mind doing some music for us.
Sure. Yeah. This whole album came out of Thursday afternoon jam sessions at my house with Bill, and I just started throwing out all kinds of songs. And one day we were sitting around, and you know, we sit and talk about music and old songs and the roots of things, and we'll just start messing around. And we pulled this song out, and we were doing it by the next weekend, so it wound up on the album. This is an old song. Was it sleepy, dusty Delta day? I was out chopping cotton, and my brother was baling hay. And at dinner time, we stopped and we walked back to the house to eat. And Mama hollered out the back door, y'all remember to wipe your feet. Then she said, I got some news this morning from Choctaw Ridge. Today, Billy Joe McAllister jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Papa said to Mama as he passed around the black-eyed pea, Billy Joe never had a lick of sense. Pass the biscuits, please. There's 5 more acres on the lower 40 I got to plow. And mama said it was a shame about Billy Joel. Anyhow, seems like nothing ever comes to no good up on Choctaw Ridge. And now you tell me Billy Joel's jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Brother said he recollected when he and Tom and Billy Joe put a frog down my back at the Carroll County Picture Show. And wasn't I talking to him after church last Sunday night? I have another piece of apple pie. No, it just don't seem right. I saw him at the sawmill yesterday on Choctaw Ridge. And now you tell me Billy Joe's jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Mama said to me, child, what's happened to your appetite? Well, I've been cooking all morning and you haven't touched a single bite. That nice young preacher, Brother Taylor, dropped by today. Said he'd be pleased to have dinner on Sunday. Oh, by the way, he said he saw a girl looked a lot like you up on Choctaw Ridge. And she and Billy Joe was throwing something off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Papa caught it and he died last spring. And now Mama doesn't seem to want to do much of anything. Me, I spend a lot of time picking flowers up on Choctaw Ridge and drop them into the muddy water off the Tallahatchie Bridge. I drop 'em into the muddy water of the Tallahatchie Bridge.
Wow, beautiful.
Thank you.
Ode to Billy Joe. Big, big hit in the 60s.
Yes, that was Bobby Gentry in 1967.
Wow.
She wrote it, she recorded it, she produced it, she played guitar on it. She was basically amazing. And I hadn't thought about it in years and years. And we just started messing with it one day. And I went through this kind of vocal thing while I was making this record. And that was kind of the source of all of this, was I was just pulling out songs to see how my voice would do. Because when I hit menopause, I went through this thing where I didn't know my voice anymore. And I discovered when I went for that low note, it was like, oh, I have another gear down there that I didn't know I had before. So it was kind of a, you know, I hit that note. I looked at Bill across the room like, what was that, Bill? It was really fun.
Now, that was one of your inspirations? Bobby Gentry? I mean, who else were you listening to?
Well, actually, for this record, I mean, I always listen really widely. But when I went through this voice thing, I took 6 months off the road, and I found a voice teacher, a new voice teacher, and just dug in and started practicing and exploring the changes and really sitting in the question of, does this mean I'm not going to sing anymore? Like, is this the beginning of the end of the useful years of my voice? Or is it just a matter of things are changing and I need to understand how to think about singing differently? Sort of like, you know, Tiger Woods and his new golf swing. That's kind of how I think of it, you know? And so I really walked through some fire. You know, we would sit and play songs, and 1 week it would just be like glorious. And the next week it would be like nothing had ever changed, and it was all locked up and kind of tight. And I just kept kind of trying to sing songs that were different than anything I'd done before, so that I could not run my voice through something that was familiar, so that I could kind of get to know her in a different way. Mm-hmm. And so that was, you know, there were a lot of songs that I was just like, I don't know if I'll ever be able to do this, but, you know, let's try and see what happens. Mm-hmm. So it was quite an interesting experience. And I've come off on the other side. I tell people, for a while I thought, well, you know, my voice is like, it's like a Volvo, you know. It was sturdy, kind of classy, a good, solid instrument. And I'm lucky to have it. And if I take care of it, maybe I can use it like on into my old age. And now I'm like, oh, I think maybe it was a vintage Ferrari, and I just don't know how to drive her, you know. So that's kind of where I've come to.
A lot of artists face the same situation as they advance in their careers, mm-hmm. where the voices do change. The notes, you know, if you can imagine 80-year-old Frankie Valli hitting the falsetto notes and things like that, it's not, you know, the voice changes. Everything changes.
Yes.
But people keep on forging ahead. So it must have been very, frightening to you to have to think about, could this be the end?
This man is a rock, is the basic deal. I mean, I would like, there were days I would just burst into tears and sob. And he just like, he would just hold steady and wait for me, basically. Mm-hmm. And, you know, didn't do that thing of like, oh, I have faith in you. It'll all be great. You know, he just waited. Mm-hmm. He just waited and held the space and let me. He just basically held the space while I floundered and found my way, you know. And the message I got was, I trust this process. I trust you. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was a beautiful thing. And so every arrangement on this album came from the two of us sitting with our guitars and playing. So then we built all the tracks around that. Mm-hmm.
So can you introduce us to
yes. This is Bill Cooley.
Hello. Cooley. Hey, Larry.
This is the gentleman who got the 2 a.m. call from you saying, I have an idea.
Yeah, basically. He's the guy. We've been playing together for a long time, mm-hmm. 28 years. And so, you know, you don't realize it. We stripped the band away. At a certain point, I was like, oh, I think I'm on to something. I got to go play some gigs. We don't have any gigs. So I was like, Bill, it's going to be you and me, and we're going anywhere they'll have us. And so we just went out and started playing. And it really was a kind of a neat thing, because we got to strip away the band and really realize that we have a communication guitar-wise that has developed over a long period of time, too.
Well, I'm so happy that you decided to continue and you found a way to make this all work, because, I mean, the world of music would definitely be at a loss without Kathy Mattea and music. I mean, if you look at the history of Kathy's career with 4 CMAs and the Grammys and 4 number ones and 12 top 10 hits, you have certainly given us quite a collection of great music, which will last a lifetime.
Thank you.
And we're happy that you continue to do
what
you're doing.
Thank you. Me too.
So what are you going to sing for us next?
Let's see. Let's do Mercy Now.
Okay.
So we were out on the road. Bill and I had gone out, and I was just saying to the audiences, look, I'm learning what my voice will do, but sometimes it splats out in the middle of a song. So if it does, don't panic. Probably nobody's going to die if I hit a wrong note. This is the beauty of music. And so I would just start that verse again. And I just learned that my audiences did not want perfection. They really just wanted me to be real. And they were like on my side. So that instead of being afraid to go through this process, I sort of brought them with me. So at a certain point, the world got really crazy and all this, you know, all these shifts were happening in the culture. And I found myself listening to this song for comfort. And I walked in one day and I was like, Bill, I'll never be able to do this song, but I want to try. And I think that even if I can't sing it, I'll learn something from it. And we worked on it for a while, and he finally looked at me and he said, yeah, I don't think you have any business singing this in front of anybody else, Kathy. except me and the dog. I mean, I really couldn't get it. And we put it on the shelf for a couple months, and then we pulled it back out one day, and something had gelled, something had internalized, and we've been doing it ever since. My father could use a little mercy now. The fruits of his labor fall and rot slowly on the ground. His work is almost over. Won't be long, you won't be around. I love my father, he could use some mercy now. My brother a stranger to freedom, shackled to his fear and his doubt. And the pain that he lives in, it's almost more than living will allow. Could use some mercy now. My church and my country could use a little mercy now. As they sink into a poison pit, it's gonna take forever to climb. They carry the weight of the faithful who follow them down. Oh. I love my church and country. They could use some mercy now. Every living use a little mercy now. Only the hand of grace in the race toward another mushroom cloud. The people in power, they'll do anything to keep their crown. I know we don't deserve it, but we need it anyhow. We hang in the balance, a dangle between hell and hallowed ground. Oh,
some mercy now. Every single one of us could use some mercy now.
Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Kathy Mattea is in our studios. How does it feel to you when somebody says the legendary Kathy Mattea? Do you like that?
It's fine. It's great. Really. It beats the alternative. You know, that obscure person that no one's ever heard of. No, it's great. And I really what comes to my mind when I hear you say that is just how lucky I am to still be doing this. Hmm. You know, I just turned 59.
Well, and you don't look at it
and
all.
Thank you. And I refound my voice and I'm singing and I'm loving it. And this man is still playing with me. And it's like, you know, I'm lucky.
You're doing what you love doing.
Yeah.
A lot of people can't say that. Yeah. So the 15th album is coming out in September. How has the songwriting evolved from the early days to today? Is there any, do you think there's a change? Did you intend there to be a change? What's different?
Well, that song was written by Mary Gaucher, mm-hmm. Who's a brilliant, like one of the songwriter in mm-hmm. Nashville. For me, I came to Nashville as a songwriter and I kind of found my niche as a singer mm-hmm. and I put it on the back burner and then I woke up one day with some regrets about that. So I made it up to myself and I wrote some songs on my records for a while. And then I realized that I am a singer who sometimes writes, as opposed to my husband who can't not write songs. You know, when he worked right. in his dad's machine shop, he'd be there all day with like, he'll have four songs going at once in his mind. Nothing written down. I'll look at him, I'll ask him a question, and I'll realize, oh, he's not there. He's in some lyric somewhere in the vastness that's inside of his head. So, and I sort of made my peace with that. Mm-hmm. And I have a little song I'm kind of cobbling away at, but singing is really where my passion is. Mm.
And you've done some songs for charity. You've been very, very involved with different charities. You participated in Voices That Care, which is for the Desert Storm. And you've done...
We did Red Hot and Country, which was a benefit album to raise funds for AIDS research.
Yes. And, Missing and Exploited Children, you're involved with that.
Yeah,
charity
it's great. It's one of the great gifts to get to use music to bring attention to things. Mm-hmm. And also, one of the things that I've found is that music can get people's attention in a way that, you know, 3 minutes of music, well done, can communicate something that people would just numb out if you spend 30 minutes talking to them about it. Mm-hmm. So one of the things that happened a few years ago, I made this record about coal mining. And there were, issues in the 50s and 60s and 30s and 40s. And when my grandfather was mining in the 30s, that were still on the table. And so you don't have to really hit people over the head with it. You pull out an old song, you sing it now, people know the same stuff is still going on. It makes its own statement. Mm-hmm. So, and a lot of times I think we music is the doorway to empathy.
Hmm. And you have different generations of the same families following you now. You have kids of kids who started with you on the journey, and that's got to be rewarding.
It's
when you go out
fun. And many, many longtime fans, you know, we've walked through births and deaths and disasters and healings and, you know, miracles and all kinds of stuff. And to have your music mark someone's life and the important moments in people's lives is like, you know, that's like, what other validation do you need? You know, it's a lovely thing it's a joy to play music in the beginning, but to have it mean something to someone else is like the icing on the cake.
And there's something about country music fans. They are more loyal than, let's say, the pop music fans who kind of come and go. They're very fickle. But country music fans stay with someone they love.
I always felt like that was because so much of our music is about the story and about the lyric. It's lyric based. Mm-hmm. So people, it's. I always said to people, I love my fans because they don't want to just come and have their picture made with me. They want to come tell me a story about their life. They want to tell me about something that has meaning. They want me to know them and they want to know me. Mm-hmm. And that feels really good. I think, you know, we as a genre are really lucky to have that history and that mm-hmm. tradition.
Why did you name the album Pretty Bird?
There's an old song of Hazel Dickens's. Hazel was a quintessential Appalachian singer. And I tried to sing this song for years and I couldn't do it. And in the middle of this whole thing, I'm in the shower one night and it's late at night. And it's randomly, I just start singing this song and I'm like, oh my God. Oh my God. I'm soaping up. I'm like, oh no. I don't know what happened, but I'm singing this song. So I kept singing, rinsed off, dried off, kept singing, ran out. And of course, my husband's on the road and my phone is downstairs and turned off. So I pick up the landline and I dial my voicemail and I sing into the voicemail so that I'll know what I did. And I thought, especially for an album that is a collection of songs where you refind your voice, Pretty Bird seemed like a perfect title.
Yeah, sounds like a music video in the making. You're there. You are with all soaped up, and there you are singing the song. What are you going to do for us next?
Let's see. Let's do the opening thing on. This is the opening song on the record. This is the first song I walked in and said to Bill, "All right, this is something completely different. No one ever has to hear this. This is a blues song about joy.
Oh, a blues song about joy.
About joy, and about how most of the time, if I pay attention, it's the simplest stuff." That gives me joy. Sitting on the front porch, ice cream in my hand, melting in the sun. All that chocolate on my tongue, that's a good enough reason to live. Good enough reason to live. Sitting in the bathtub, hi-fi playing low, digging that Al Green. Well, you must know what I mean. That's a good enough reason. Good enough reason to live. If I die young, at least I got some chocolate on my tongue. If I die young, at least I got some chocolate on my tongue. That's a good enough reason to live. Good enough reason to live. If I die young, at least I got some chocolate on my tongue. Yeah. I got some. If I die young, at least I got some. Yeah, 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 yeah. If I die young, at least I got some chocolate on my.
On my tongue. Kathy Mateo, who's in our studios. So touring the rest of the year, touring.
Yeah, we're heading out in October and won't see home for a while. So and it feels great.
Internationally?
You know? Yeah, we're talking about going to Europe after the first of the year for a little while and haven't been over there in a while. So I'm just, you know, chomping at the bit, basically.
So where do people go to find more information and to buy the album and get the tour dates?
Mateo.com.
Mateo.com. I bet you've had mispronunciations of your name.
Oh yeah, yeah. And then I married a man named Vesner, so Vesner. My name is Mateo Vesner. There's a mouthful for you. But yeah, it's Mateo Tomato Potato, Mattia. Oh, my first time on the Tonight Show. It was back in the day, Johnny Carson and Ed McMahon, and I'm like, I'm in this dressing room. I look at my manager at the time and I said, you know, I feel like I've worked hard to get here and I don't feel scared. And I feel like it's my time. And at that moment, Ed McMahon says, and the music of Kathy Mattia. And I was like, oh.
So I'm not on the show? Somebody else?
Kathy threw him. That's the funny part.
Well, it's been a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you, Larry.
Websites for people that want to go again?
Mattea.com, and or you can just
Facebook
Google
and
Kathy Mattea. I've got the Facebook. I'm just doing the Instagram. I am not a Twitter person. I can't bring myself to whittle away that much tiny energy.
Well, you need it now with Pretty Bird.
Pretty Bird, Twitter. God, I didn't even think of that. All right, I'll be on Twitter this afternoon.
That's it. Well, thank you guys for coming on.
Thanks for having us.
Pretty Bird is the name of the album. It's Kathy Mattea. You're watching Border Crossings on The Voice of America.
You call me all friendly, telling me how much you miss me. That's funny, I guess you've heard my songs. Well, I'm too busy for your business. Go find a girl who wants to listen. Cause if you think I was born yesterday, you have got me wrong. So I cut you off. I don't need your love. Cause I already cried enough. I've been done. I've been moving on since we said goodbye. I cut you off. I don't need your love. So you can try all you want. Your time is up. I'll tell you why. You say you're sorry, but it's too late now. So save it, get gone, shut up. Cause if you think I care about you now, well, boy, I don't give a. I remember that weekend when my best friend caught you creeping. You blamed it all on the alcohol. So I made my decision, cause you made your bed, sleep in it. Play the victim and switch your position. I'm through, I'm done. So I cut you off. I don't need your love, cause I already cried enough. I've been done, I've been moving on since we said goodbye. I cut you off. I don't need your love, so you can try all you want. Your time is up, I'll tell you why. You say I'm sorry, but it's too late now. So save it, get gone, shut up. Cause if you think I care about you now, well, boy, I don't give up. I see you trying to get to me. I see you begging on your knees. Boy, I don't give up. So stop trying to get. I don't give a damn. You keep reminiscing on when you were my man, but I'm over you. Now you're all in the past. You talk all that sweet talk, but I ain't coming back. Cut you off. I don't need your love. So you can try all you want. Your time is up. I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why.
You say I'm sorry.
Crossings on VOA 1.
I found a love for me. Well, darling, just dive right in and follow my lead. Well, I found a girl, beautiful and sweet. I never knew you were the someone waiting for me. 'Cause we were just kids when we fell in love, not knowing what it was. I will not give you up this time. Well, darling, just kiss me slow. Your heart is all I own, and in your eyes you're holding mine. Baby, I'm dancing in the dark with you between my arms, barefoot on the grass, listening to our favorite song. When you said you looked a mess, I whispered underneath my breath, but you heard it. Darling, you look perfect tonight. Well, I found a man stronger than anyone I know. Shares my dreams. I hope that someday we'll share our home. I found love to carry more than just my secrets, to carry love, to carry children of our own. We are still kids, but we're so in love, fighting against all odds. I know we'll be alright this time. Darling, just hold my hand. Be your girl, you'll be my man. And I see my future in your eyes. Well, baby, I'm dancing in the dark with you between my arms, barefoot on the grass, while listening to our favorite song. When I saw you in that dress, looking so beautiful, I don't deserve this. Darling, you look perfect.
Crossings, Ed Sheeran, and You Look Perfect. That song features Beyonce, a request from Lawrence Enderitu, and we also heard Oahu, England geographer, and he is in Kano. He asked us to play Dua Lipa with her latest hit, IDGAF. Thank you very much for listening to Border Crossings. I'm Larry London. I want to say hello to Didi Sendo, who's in Sierra Leone on 102.4 FM. I heard from Chino Da Og in Liberia. Yosef Tolcha, who's in Ethiopia, on Shagar FM 102.1. Abu Bakar Sadiq in Morocco. Michael is in Ghana with Rochelle, and they are listening to 98.1 FM. And Macher Chuang Riot, who's in South Sudan, along with Jani Chan Mar and Gatnor Tai Puak, Gatluak Gel Chual, and Desh Gadiet and Yon Hayden. So thank you all for all of your nice messages and requests. I'm glad everybody enjoyed listening to Kathy Matea, and I know I enjoyed it. And thank you again, Kathy, for coming on the show. This is Border Crossings. Coming up next, Thugnificent. Otis Jenkins asked me to play Sam Smith. This is Border Crossings.
You must think that I'm stupid, You must think that I'm a fool. You must think that I'm new to this. But I have seen this all before. I'm never gonna let you close to me, even though you mean the most to me. 'Cause every time I open up, it hurts. So I'm never gonna get too close to you, even when I mean the most to you. In case you go and leave me in the dirt. But every time you hurt me, the less that I cry. And every time you leave me, the quicker these tears dry. And every time you walk out, the less I love you. Baby, we don't stand a chance. It's sad, but it's true. I'm way too good at goodbye.
I'm way too good at goodbye.
I'm way too good at goodbye.
I'm way too good.
I know you're thinking I'm heartless. I know you're thinking I'm cold. I'm just protecting my innocence. I'm just protecting my soul. I'm never gonna let you close to me, even though you mean the most to me. 'Cause every time I open up, it hurts. So I'm never gonna get too close to you, even when I mean the most to you. In case you go and leave me in the dirt. But every time you hurt me, the less that I cry. And every time you leave me, the quicker these tears dry. And every time you walk out, the less I love you. Baby, we don't stand a chance. It's sad, but it's true. I'm way too good at goodbye.
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 No way that you'll see me cry.
No way that you'll see me cry.
I'm way too good at goodbye.
I'm way too good at goodbye.
No. It's sad, but it's true. I'm way too good at goodbyes.
Border Crossings.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Feelings so deep in my feelings. Notice they ain't really like me. Can't control my anxiety. Like I'm touching the ceiling. When I'm with you, I can't breathe. Boy, you do something to me. Ooh, no, I'll never get over you until I find something new that get me high like you do. Yeah. Ooh, no, I'll never get over you until I find something new that get me high. Gotta tell you what to do. Yeah.
up, boot up. Tell you from the jump, I don't only choose you. Got me boot up, boot up, boot up, boot up. Grab me by the waist, baby, pull me closer.
A crazy feeling though. I don't want to get too attached, but I feel like I already am. My mind's telling me one thing, but I guess I should listen to my heart. Right?
Right. I agree with you. That is LMI here on Border Crossings. Booed Up. That song is on the rise, and that song is a request today from JJ Satia. And you'll also find that song on the now 67 CD that we are giving away here on Border Crossings. I want to say hello to Ishmael, who's in Ghana, Basit Armar, who's listening to us today, Ben in Nigeria, Prolific Better Days, who said hello to us from Italy. And so hello to everybody in Italy. Also heard Mbao Bill Gavers from Zambia, Mustafa Etu Busairu in Freetown. Steve Wolf just checked in. We heard from Zaklin Cholo Zaher, Ephraim Marawi, Brian Cabasso, Vincent Maloba, Charity Derby Akidi. I thank you all for going to our Facebook page. It's time now to give away the now 67 CD before we slide out of here and get ready to enjoy our Thursday. The winner today of the Now 67 CD is John Ilya in Nigeria. John Ilya, congratulations. You have won the Now 67 CD, which we're giving away all throughout August. And you'll find Maroon 5, Cardi B on it, Post Malone, Shawn Mendes, Taylor Swift. The song we played from Dua Lipa, IDGAF, that's on the new Now 67 CD. Selena Gomez, Alessia Cara. And as I mentioned, LMI. We'll do this again tomorrow. Close out the first week of the giveaway. Don't forget, all August, we've got your Now 67 CD to give away. If you want to enter the contest, email bordercrossings@voa.gov or go to facebook.com/VOA Larry London and enter the contest on our Facebook page. And thank you all for listening today. I want to thank Wagner Engineer, Vince, our director, and Tina, our producer. And I thank you for joining us. We'll be back tomorrow, and I hope to see you with us. I'm Larry London. You're listening to Border Crossings on the VOA 1 Music Network.